Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I just want to do a quick episode on this book I just finished with the commonplace nose technique. So just want to use the nose, kind of share some insights that I learned from the book, and then be a quick and easy episode. So I finished a book called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. I have been recommended that book so many times. I heard it on the podcast recommendation a lot of times as well. Finally got around to reading it. Essentially, right, like the first half of the book explains, right, what does it mean by power versus force, and then the latter half is just, you know, a lot of examples in terms of, hey, in the politics world, right, what is a power move, what is a forceful move, what's the difference in the art world, right, what is a power move. I don't want to get in too much of that. I just want to talk about, like, on a very high level, what do we mean by power and force, right? So essentially what David argues is when we are interpreting what motivates human behavior or decision making, it what boils down to is two factors, right? Is this movement or is this behavior categorized as a force or power? And there's a lot of fluidity between these two concepts, right? Force will ultimately succumb to power. And I was like, why is that, right? And then the reason is power typically have a sort of motive attached to it, right? Or some kind of a principle, some kind of ideal. Force, on the other hand, it's pretty, you want to say, barbaric or pretty straightforward. And, you know, when we learn from physics, right, whenever there's a force, there's a reaction. Okay, whenever there's an action, there's an equal and same amount of reaction, right? Probably butchering that, but anybody with a fundamental understanding of physics should understand that. Power, essentially, is a movement. And whenever there's a movement, there's a counter force, right? And then power, in a sense, is this kind of a entity that stands still. It gives energy, right? It's the ultimate motivator for movement. And force, in a sense, takes energy. So I was in my mind thinking, okay, so if that's the case, how do we start our forceful movement, if you will, and how do we end up with power, right? Or is it vice versa? Is it we start off with a very, very powerful principle or motive, and then we move along the world with forceful movement? And David argues that, you know, when we are going through the world and when we're trying to create some powerful changes, the power that it manifested was not for themselves, right? It's not for one person's benefit or two people's benefit. It's kind of have this greater good qualities to it, right? And they attribute to something that's greater than themselves. So power kind of have this higher meaning and kind of have this higher higher motivation to it. So my interpretation of this is, okay, so whenever we have a goal that is larger than ourselves, right, we are on our way to translate forceful movement to power, right? There's a couple examples in the book, right? Like the U.S. Constitution is a powerful move, right? In a sense that what is preaching or what is telling everyone is, you know, everyone is created equal, right? So that is a larger movement. Gandhi, right? In the book, I mentioned Gandhi a couple times. The anti violence is a movement, right? That is a force. The power is, you know, looking for peace, looking for happiness, looking for prosperity, in a sense. So a modern example, right? Like, you know, I couldn't help thinking about, you know, like Elon Musk, right? Everything that he does is power move, right? It's, for example, going to Mars, right? The belief that human being can be or should be a multi-planetary species, right? Developing electric vehicles, right? Or let's say a Starlink, right? Giving a satellite or giving high-speed internet to everyone on the Earth, right? It doesn't matter if you live in a city or if you live, you know, in a rural area. So when power and force, when they meet, power always win. And power attracts people to join the movement and force repels. And power serves others and force is typically self-serving. So I want to kind of end the episode with those a statement. To me, the biggest takeaway is there a project or is there an idea that's big enough to work on? And maybe that's how, you know, younger people like myself, right, should kind of project their career paths is, am I joining a force or am I joining a power? Something to think about. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And then we'll talk to you guys later.